Okay, now we're going to head to Lexington High School, and high school principal Dr. Jason Witt talks about his honor student, Lydia Solis.
Joe, first of all, she's a very, very intelligent young lady. She works very hard in the classroom and outside of the classroom. We don't per se do class rankings for valedictorian or salutatorian, but she ranks at the top of her class. She's been a three-year academic letter winner, which we celebrate academic letters the same as athletic winners. And she's also been a three- or a four-year athletic letter winner. The reason she would not be a four-year letter winner in academics is we've only celebrated for 3 years. But she's a great kid. She has her head on her shoulders. She plans on going to Creighton University and studying in business. But she pretty much had the pick of the litter of any college she wanted to go to, and she'd be successful in whatever program she wanted to attend. Of course, she's in National Honor Society in many clubs. She's also participated in cheerleading. She's worked outside the district. She has also done things like A+. So she's been pretty busy her whole career. But more than anything, she's just a pretty good person. That anytime there's a student need, she's one of the first ones that always goes to help. Between National Honor Society, athletics, academics, working, cheer, she's really done a lot of activities in high school, and she's maximized her potential. Lydia is one of these young ladies that basically has always got a smile on her face, and she's never in a bad mood. Kids kind of gravitate toward her to talk to her. She also can pick somebody up. She's kind of one of those silent leaders that doesn't have to be vocal to lead. She just kind of leads by example. I believe it's international business is what she mentioned to me, but I also know that she looked at Rockhurst University the same way. I think for her, she could basically go and do whatever she would like in college. But I believe it's international business is what she's thinking.
Okay. That's Solis.
Joe, first of all, she's a very, very intelligent young lady. She works very hard in the classroom and outside of the classroom. We don't per se do class rankings for valedictorian or salutatorian, but she ranks at the top of her class. She's been a three-year academic letter winner, which we celebrate academic letters the same as athletic winners. And she's also been a three- or a four-year athletic letter winner. The reason she would not be a four-year letter winner in academics is we've only celebrated for 3 years. But she's a great kid. She has her head on her shoulders. She plans on going to Creighton University and studying in business. But she pretty much had the pick of the litter of any college she wanted to go to, and she'd be successful in whatever program she wanted to attend. Of course, she's in National Honor Society in many clubs. She's also participated in cheerleading. She's worked outside the district. She has also done things like A+. So she's been pretty busy her whole career. But more than anything, she's just a pretty good person. That anytime there's a student need, she's one of the first ones that always goes to help. Between National Honor Society, athletics, academics, working, cheer, she's really done a lot of activities in high school, and she's maximized her potential. Lydia is one of these young ladies that basically has always got a smile on her face, and she's never in a bad mood. Kids kind of gravitate toward her to talk to her. She also can pick somebody up. She's kind of one of those silent leaders that doesn't have to be vocal to lead. She just kind of leads by example. I believe it's international business is what she mentioned to me, but I also know that she looked at Rockhurst University the same way. I think for her, she could basically go and do whatever she would like in college. But I believe it's international business is what she's thinking.
Okay. That's high school principal Dr. Jason Witt talking about Lexington's honored student, Lydia Solis.